happy Valentine's Day. We're looking back on February 14. Of course, also the anniversary of the day the decimal currency was introduced into Australia in 1966.
In come the dollars, in come the cents, to replace the pounds and the shillings and the pence.
This classic from Aretha Franklin was recorded on this day in 1967. Became her first hit in Australia when it reached number 7 on the charts. And the YouTube domain name was registered in 2005. The first video was uploaded a couple of months later.
YouTube is a fantastic site where absolutely anyone can upload whatever they want, whenever they want, and share it with the world.
Birthdays, renowned Australian actor Tom Berlinson is 63 today. He was in the TV soap The Restless Years, but is best remembered for the movies Farlap and The Man from Snowy River.
Stealing cattle? Surely not.
Well, no more than usual. Only as much as you can eat, anyway.
That's right.
It's traditional.
English actor Simon Pegg turns 49. He's gone from Shaun of the Dead and Mission Impossible to playing Scotty in the new Star Trek movies.
It's my Starfleet insignia.
What does it mean?
It means that I'm an officer of Starfleet's engineering division.
Matchbox 20 lead singer Rob Thomas celebrates his 47th. He's had a couple of solo hits and teamed up with Santana to win a Grammy, but he's still going strong with Matchbox 20. And Cadel Evans is 42. The champion cyclist was the first Aussie to win the Tour de France in 2011.
Even more of an honour to have so many people here today enjoying being in yellow.
Finally, and no surprise, there's a long list of celebrity marriages that have happened on Valentine's Day. But the most memorable takes us back to 1984, when Elton John chose Sydney as the location to marry Renata.
I'd never found the right person to marry before, and now I have. And it was just a question of circumstances. Everyone in this country has been so understanding and so great. And it's great to be married here, actually. It's fantastic.
Anything can happen on Valentine's Day. There's some of the things we're celebrating on February 14.